Hello, everybody. My name is Brian Honan. I'm from BH Consulting. I'm an independent security consultant based out of Dublin in Ireland. And in this HelpNet Security podcast, I want to talk to you about managing the insider threat. I think if we look at a lot of the breaches that have happened over the past 12 to 18 months, you know, if you look at RSA or we look at Google hacks or some other big attacks like that, we can see that there was a certain element of technology and exploits used against those companies to breach them. But in order for those exploits to happen in the first place, there was some interaction by the insider, by an employee in that company, to click on a link, to click on an attachment that enabled the attacker to download or install malware on the systems, and from there then to work further into the networks and breach those companies' corporate environments. So the insider threat, you know, when we think about them traditionally, we think about the rogue insider, the malicious insider, somebody committing fraud or whatever. But criminals and attackers are now more aware that our perimeter security is getting better. And yes, application security is still weak, but it is getting better. So they're now looking at the next soft target, and that is the person within your company. That is the employee who is trying to do their job and is working to keep themselves in their job, get themselves paid, and are happy to work away. The criminals will exploit that weakness to help people in order for them to breach. So that could be used by phishing emails, or ringing them up, looking to do social engineering on them and get their passwords out. Many different ways to try and get the employee to cause a security breach. And how we have to handle that is, we need more than just technology to manage those breaches. We need more than antivirus software or log monitoring or intrusion detection systems to help manage that threat. It's not to say we shouldn't be using those technologies or they're not doing their jobs. They are, but we need to have, if you like, multiple layers of protection around our the assets we're trying to protect, and that includes the human layer, the human person, making them aware of what the threats are and how they could be exploited by criminals. So we need to educate the users better. We need to make them more aware of the threats, have them understand what a phishing email looks like, how to identify a phishing email, how to ensure that the person at the end of the phone is the right person to be asking for that information. How to make sure they're browsing the web securely, that they're not going onto any suspicious sites, just so they can make sure that they are secure. And that if they ever suspect something has gone wrong, that they are not afraid to contact information security. So we need to educate people that they're there. We're all in the same company, we're all in the same organization, we're all working together. If you do something wrong or make a mistake, hold their hand up and contact information security so we can react to the issue quickly and better. Another thing we need to identify with these users as well is, yes, they're trying to do their job, and in a lot of cases people will use new technologies such as mobile phones, smartphones, the cloud, a lot of these other services such as maybe Dropbox or LinkedIn, Basecamp for managing projects, simply in order to get their jobs done, but not understanding that the risk they run of potentially putting the company in a security breach or in risk of not being compliant with certain regulatory laws, etc. So letting people know that in order to do their job, IT and the company will provide them with certain tools and educate them how to use those tools. And if those tools are not up to scratch or enough for them to do the job, well, then they should come back to IT and look for different solutions and not run out and look for their own personal solutions like Dropbox to share information or to use Gmail to bypass mailbox size limits that might be in a corporate environment. It's that they all understand why it is important to work within corporate controls and that they're there for a particular reason. From an IT point of view, we need to understand what the business drivers for the user so we can put in proper solutions and we can monitor for particular issues as well. You know, how often are email servers accessed by mobile devices? Are they authorized mobile devices? How often do we see traffic coming out of our network that is going to Dropbox or to LinkedIn or to Facebook or other maybe file sharing cloud type sites? Can we figure out where that traffic is going and where it's coming from and help maybe educate the users from there as well. So let's look at education, both the users and ourselves, and use that in combination with the technology that we have to identify where there are potential threats and weaknesses, and hopefully we can make our environments much safer and more secure, and we can manage that insider threat much better.